A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Hey, people. This is your GM, Dwayne, here, welcoming you to Season 4 of Flight Risk. Last week, we had our usual count interlude episode leading in to this new season, and I'm really, really excited about this season as it pertains to the audio product that we produce. I love the game that we play. I love the players. I love the crazy hijinks and everything that we get into. That's fun. But this season, we are definitely trying something new and I think better for the production of our show. As you noticed on the epilogue episode with Bale and in the interlude episode, there are more voices coming onto our show. Usually I would do my own voice, do some voice modulation and all that kind of stuff to make all the characters seem individualized. And I love GMing and I have a great time doing it, but a voice actor or impersonator, I am not. And it felt like our show was missing that kind of expansive universe feel, because everyone to me sounded like me. And that was fine, but we want to try something new this year. We are attempting to fully cast our actual play podcast. What that means, as you've heard on the epilogue and in the interlude, NPCs are going to be voiced by other people. My voice will only be heard for narration and player conversation, but any character and NPC conversations will be voiced by various people from different podcasts or other people from around the internet. I think this will give our show a feel more akin to an audio drama and make the world feel like an actual world, which is something we're striving for. We're going to try to increase the quality of the sound production, more ambiance, more background music, more sound effects to make it feel more like a full production. I love shows that are just friends around a table. I love listening to those. Half my feed is those. But I've made an audio drama and I really like the challenge of doing this extensive sound production. I'm excited for this season to see what the reception is going to be, to see what you all think of it. Because this is really about, you know, doing something fun for us, but also something that's enjoyable for our listeners. And we're a year in to this crazy fun project we started, and I think this is going to be even better than last year. I think we're going to just keep growing and becoming better as a show, and I can't wait for you guys to hear what we have in store for you. This season looks to be great. We have, I think, two unique stories that are going to happen. And if you've listened to the show before, everything I come up with kind of goes out the door by episode 2 or 3. And it's just shenanigans and craziness with my players. And I love it. And this is going to be a great one. We have two amazing guest players coming on. Mark and Matt did a great job as Aaron and Quay, and we are already talking with them about those characters coming back for either a one-shot or even for another full arc, because we are not done dealing with our favorite Magic Mountain Man and the most honorable paladin bird I've ever heard of or seen in my life. So they will definitely be back. Speaking of coming back, we get to welcome back our favorite Mandalorian bodyguard for this season. Nimoy is back with Doric, and unfortunately he's not with the Fortunas this time. He's heading to Mandalore with Bale and one of our guest players. The Fortuna Twins get to head to Nar Shaddaa and hang out with one of our other guest players. So without further ado, here are our guest players, and the new season will be starting next week.
Hi, my name is Andrew. I use he, they, and I'm from Virginia. I'm playing Kane Pride, a Mandalorian. I joined the show because I saw that Dwayne put up a casting call, and I applied to it, and I got in. I've been playing Telltale RPGs for 3 or 4 years now at this point. My favorite memory of it is when, in one of my games, I was one of the protagonists and the party got a major artifact, basically. And I picked up the artifact, and then after the game, I went to my DM and I was like, hey, I just realized that I've just sort of been, I don't know, I guess unhinged enough that I could take this thing, and what if I just became the main villain now? And then we did something with that, and then it just totally changed the game, and that was really, really fun and cool. I have not played Edge of the Empire or any one of these games before, but I've read the rule books through a little bit beforehand, so I have a basis, and it looks good. I really like the dice system. I love how the dice work. I love the sort of stories that can come out of the roles that are done with this. It's really interesting. My character brings conflict. Not following me, but I bring people to the conflict because I need help. And that, I think, will sort of change up how this goes a little bit. And I hope something good that can be created from it. My character is unique because I have ties to others that are only just now coming into the spotlight.
Okay, so got to do that thing for Dwayne for the flight risk. Send me that questionnaire somewhere. Here we are. And open. Okay, so who are you? Well, I'm Leslie. I mean, I would think that you'd know that by now. Leslie Troutman. Yeah. And where are you from? That's getting metaphysical, I feel. I guess I'm from Pennsylvania at this point, because, I mean, I've lived there since third grade, and we'll say well past third grade at this point. So yeah, Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania-ish. Okay, who am I playing? That's a really good question. I've got Marshall, Viv, Dallas, Jen E. Ford. How did I join the... Oh, these questions aren't for Dwayne, they're for other people. Right, how did I join the show? Dwayne asked me. He's like, you wanna play on the show? And I was like, I can play on the show. I like playing on shows. How long have I been playing TTRP. Oh, tabletop role-playing games. Freshman year in college, possibly sophomore. A girlfriend of mine was all, "You like ridiculous things. You would love Dungeons and Dragons." And I'm like, my only exposure is ominous references in the shadows, darkness. Very dim remnants of the satanic panic, I guess. But she was right. I like ridiculous things. So, she and her boyfriend at the time rolled up my character, bickering while they were doing it, so my character ended up with extra amazing stats because they weren't paying attention to what they were doing. And thus, Leslet GS, as you might know by my handle, was born. It's Leslet Greenscarf. As for my favorite memory, oh my goodness, there's so much to love, because there's just people. I love people. I've defeated a cave bear with a pair of double nat 20s while simultaneously inspiring my cohort, I was playing a bard, who then defeated a dragon. I mean, we had worn the dragon down, the cave bear was a minion, but anyway. Honestly, though, it might actually be a series of three rolls. It was a 19 and two 20s, I'm not sure what order, in which my low-level bard, a different bard, that's three, took the stage and soundly defeated the GMPC he was competing against by just amazing, just... Well, he waited till sunset. He took the stage with two spells. One that started voices, and one that was a lighting effect. He had the crowd well worked up, and then he set the voices in the background. And then he did his slow open, and as the sun set, and there's that last flare of light, he did his dramatic start, like really big start to the song. And won a silver something. No, actually, I'm sorry. The silver ukulele was owned by the second bard, and it was lawful, good, and very obnoxious, and named Sven. Anyway, lots of good memories. Star Wars memories. I don't know. I feel like I've not had as much time to do amazing things or ridiculous things in Star Wars as I have in other things. I don't know. I've gotten some pretty good results from ridiculous collecting of things like comms as Kith in Heroes. Have I played Edge of the Empire or any Star Wars RPGs? Yes. Yes, as aforementioned, there's Kith in Heroes. But that was not Edge. That was actually Age of Rebellion. I just heard a door in my house. If I disappear, you heard it here first. I'm just gonna move forward. Looking at my character sheet. Oh, right. Yes, I've played Age of Empires. Age of Empires? No. Yes, I've played Age of Empires. Age of Rebellion on Heroes. We're currently playing Edge of the Empire on Heroes. But that should be wrapping up by the time you hear this, in which I'll be playing Force and Destiny, and then I've played a bunch of home games. I heard another door. It's not ominous at all. Home games, couple of play by posts, one shots. Yeah, I've played the Star Wars RPG before. As for what I like about it, well, let me tell you about these dice. They can make everything ridiculous without trying, because all you do is you roll your dice and then you read the results, and suddenly you are failing with 7 advantage and a canceled triumph, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to juggle this bantha that is charging you with this bomb that's about to explode at your feet, while simultaneously not succeeding at running away. But you're doing something triumphantly, so maybe what you do is you spend some of your advantage in a maneuver to get closer to the bomb, and then with your triumph, you manage to kick it at the bantha. Now, it's not a real bomb. We wouldn't want to actually kill a bantha. That's not very kind. It's a paint bomb. So the paint bomb manages to explode right in front of the bantha, and it's just like bright blue, glowing blue. It's moderately irradiated blue paint that hits the bantha in the face, freaks the bantha out, and it goes charging in some other direction. Now, perhaps if your GM's really nice, that triumph and seven advantage will work towards the bantha charging the enemies that were trying to sabotage your efforts. But you never know. Who knows what they're going to roll or what your cohorts are going to roll on their next effort. Could be a triumphant despair. Could be that the whole building explodes. You don't know. I don't know. It's fun. It's a lot of fun to figure out how things work. And the world of Star Wars is just obviously so enrapturing because it's quote unquote a long time ago, but it's fancy because it's not Star Trek-y. It's space science fiction-y, while at the same time having free rein to be grungy and dirty and very realistic in kind of an average street sense rather than the high-minded goals of Star Trek. Which, yes, I recognize can have dirty streets and blah, blah, blah. But whatever, you get my point. It's awesome. So, what does my character, what does Jenny Ford bring to the game? Well, a cool hat. Slight precognition and a willingness to break fingers. She is a former cop, so maybe some cop sensibilities, but she's also kind of been living out of bars for the past several years, so maybe not a lot of sensibility per se. She's a little flat attitude-wise, so we'll see how she steps up against anarchy and Skip. I feel for her already. I'm sure there's going to be 8 different flasks and a bottle of antacids on her person at all times. As for what makes my character unique, it really, I don't know. I mean, she's still kind of growing. This is still just this kind of nascent form of a character that's going to build and grow and bloom suddenly and abruptly with a giant fit of violence. I mean, no, maybe not. No, probably. Probably, yeah. I mean, Nar Shaddaa. It's an ugly world. But yeah, I think that's all my questions. Is that all my questions, Dwayne? Yeah, that's it? That's all you gave me? Okay, cool. I'm gonna go have some lunch. Maybe I'll have a bantha burger.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @FlightRiskPod and on Facebook.